Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slow up pace is part of your town. Call some old friends, invite them over again. Invite them in. It's coffee chatter time. It's coffee chatter time.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is May the 2nd, 2016. It is 7 a.m. the Los Angeles, California time. You are listening to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and thank you so much for joining me this Monday morning for the next 15 minutes of, what can I say, Lynn being me, moi, doggy tales, Hollywood fun gossip, and of course, our top 10 weekend box office movies. So here we go. Did you catch a movie this weekend? As they say, if you did, then you were in the loop. If you caught any of these top 10, number one, The Jungle Book 2016, number one this week, number one last week. This weekend alone, remember, these are all just an estimation. So if I'm wrong, I'm so sorry. And if I'm right, Hey. The Jungle Book 2016 made over $42 million. Not bad at all. Number three, The Huntsman's Winter's War. It was number two this week. Also number two last week. And The Huntsman's Winter War, that one alone made over $9 million there. And, of course, one of the stars of that film is Charlize Theron on that one. Let me back up for a minute to The Jungle Book 2016. Not only was it number one this week and number one last week, but some of the stars in that movie, as far as the voices, did you know that Scarlett Johansson is in there? Christopher Walken is in there? Ben Kingsley is in there? Idris Elba is in there? I mean, you can't go wrong with a cast like that. And, of course, for all of us that can remember the original Jungle Book, I mean, it's a classic. It was great, you know, 20 years ago or whenever it was out. And this one, I'm sure, is going to be great. And I am going to go see it. I know a lot of children who have gone to see it, who went to see it last week, they said it was absolutely fabulous. They were just as delighted today as I was when I was a kid. All right, and like I said, The Huntsman's Winter War, Charlize Theron's new movie there, sorry about that, was number two. Three, first week out, a comedy, if you feel like laughing. Keanu, now with this one made a little bit over $9 million. It looks funny to me. The comedian's really good. I don't know if I'm saying that name right. I hope I am. But I think there was a lot of higher expectations for that movie, the buzz that I hear in Hollywood. But anyway, you know what? It's in the top 10, and it has some really stiff competition. So just to be in the top 10 is still an honor. All right, number four, Mother's Day. And, of course, that one is the new Julia Roberts movie, has Jennifer Aniston. Also in that one, you can't go wrong when you have those. Well, the ladies themselves from Mother's Day raked in a little bit over $8 million for being in the top 10. Not bad at all. First week here in the top 10, number five. It's been in the top 10 for a while now. Barbershop, The Next Cut. That one made $6 million, and, of course, that is the Ice Cube, the film there. Remember the original Barbershop that was out a few years ago? Who was one of the stars? Eve was in that. And then, well, I can't think of all the people in there. But anyway, it's a good movie. Go see it. You know, every time Ice Cube. Every time Ice Cube touches something, it turns into gold as far as Hollywood. I mean, the man is talented. Let's face it, he's just very, very talented. So congratulations to him. Number six Zootopia. I'm telling you, one of the greatest. That one made a little bit over $5 million there. Number seven, Ratchet and Clank. And now this one, first week in the top 10 here, and it's one of the stars of that, of course, is John Goodman and Bella Thorne, and that one made just about $5 million there. And if you, of course, we all know John Goodman from The Roseanne Show, but the actress Bella Thorne, remember, she's a young star that used to be on the, was it the Disney Channel, the Disney TV series called Shake It Up, and that, of course, she was a co-star in Shake It Up with Zendaya. So there you have it there. Anyway, Bella Thorne is still around in Ratchet and Clank. All right, and moving in at number eight, The Boss. Of course, that is Melissa McCarthy. She's one of the stars and one of the co-writers. And that one made just a smidget over $4 million. Not bad there. Number nine, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. That one made over $3.5 million there. It's been around for a week. Everybody I know who's seen this movie loves it. So what can I say? Ben Affleck, you still got it, baby. And number 10, Criminal 2016. And, of course, that is Kevin Costner. And you know what? You can't go wrong when you have Kevin Costner there, you know. Not only is he easy on the eyes, but he is extremely, extremely talented. Okay, so now, moving on to some Hollywood fun gossip. Okay, remember, all these are just allegedly. Okay, so if you are a fan of Grey's Anatomy, I mean, this show's been on forever. I don't know exactly how many years, but it's been on for a minute. I think maybe, 10 years? Okay, I could be wrong. Maybe it's 9, but I think closer to 10. Anyway, rumor has it, and like I said, this is all just allegedly. Sarah Ramirez, She may be leaving the show. You can't go nowhere. No. So maybe it's true, maybe it's not. If you're a Grey's Anatomy fan, well, you know, it's always full of surprises. Of course, it is, you know, created by who else? The fabulous Shonda Rhimes. But anyway, so I'm just putting it out there. Is it true? I don't know. I'm just reading the gossip columns. Is it true? I don't know myself. Sarah Ramirez, I do not know her, but Hint out there, she may be leaving the show. Oh, no, she cannot be leaving the show. No. But, you know, what can I say? Anyway, moving on to if you are a Laura Croft fan. Remember the Laura Croft movies? Okay. Well, it starred, you know, my girl, the beautiful, the talented. I love her, Angelina Jolie. I love her looks. I love her style. I love her dress. I love when she gives her little interviews. I mean, this woman can, my gosh, she can fly her own plane. The chick is bad to the bone. That's what I call walking the walk and talking the talk. She's an actor. She's a director. She's an activist. She's a pilot. She's a mom. She's a wife. You know, I just think she's cool. And she's beautiful. Hey, I mean, sometimes people are born with everything, okay? Anyway, well, she's not going to be in the new Laura Croft movies, but there is a replacement. What? Now, this is some tough shoes to fill. Anyway, let me see if I can get this name right. Alicia Vikander. Vikander, okay? She's going to be Alicia. I'm going to say this is the name I'm sticking with. If I'm wrong, I'm sure you'll let me know. Alicia Vikander is going to be the new Laura Croft. What? Uh-oh. You know, so all I'm saying is, honey, if she's going to be replacing Angelina Jolie, this girl has got to be bad to the bone, okay? This lady has got to be one of the coolest actresses out there. So more power to you, Alicia. Honey, you make the film, I will go see it, because you know what? I love Laura Croft. I sure did. And you know what? I remember the video game. Sure do. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Okay, moving on to what else? Oh, Beyonce is still in the news. Beyonce is still in the news. Hollywood Lemonade blowing up everywhere. And let me tell you, If you're a Beyonce fan and you know I am loving some Beyonce, well, I mean, it's just all over about this. Did Jay-Z have an affair? Who is Becky? Becky with the good hair. Okay, and a lot of people are saying, hey, what's she mean by Becky with the good hair? Now, come on. I mean, you know, if you don't know, then you better infer, okay? I was working with a group of kids the other day, and I was trying to tell them something, and they were like, not talking about Beyonce, but some other school stuff. And I said, look, kids, sometimes you just have to infer. Read between the lines. I don't know who Becky is. People keep saying, Lynn, who do you think Becky is? I do not know who Becky is. I don't know if there is a Becky, but Beyonce said there was, so hey, must be. But anyway, you know, it's fun to listen to what's going on with the Beyonce new album and the lines that is still on the, you know, all over the talk show, Becky with the good hair. So whatever it is, I know what, you know, people are going to the concert, people are downloading the song, and you're a Beyonce fan, you just love her. So she's always evolving, always evolving. All right, so if you are a Kelly Ripa fan, well, what can I say? Miss Ripa is back on her show, thank goodness, so I'm glad with that. And, of course, we know that Michael Strahan is leaving because he is going to Good Morning America, but there was a lot of, you know, Kelly was sick, but now she's back. So I'm really glad there. Strahan will be leading for Good Morning America, I believe, in May. So interesting on that. Who is going to be the next co-host? Remember, first it was Live with Regis and, what was it, Kathy Lee Gifford, and then Kathy Lee Gifford left ages ago, and then Kelly Ripa came in, and Ripa is adorable, talented, beautiful, and anyway, Michael Strahan is leaving, and we shall see who will be the next guest. Anyway, people, make it a great day or not, it is almost 7:15 a.m. Thank you for tuning in to the Coffee Chatter Internet Show. I have to give a shout-out to my ailing mom, Millicent Burnett. Hey there, Mom, and cancer is really, really hard to deal with. And people, please send your positive thoughts and all your prayers to everybody, you know, suffering with anything that you can. You know, let's just put some positivity out there. Also, please spay and neuter your pet. Don't forget to have them vaccinated. A lot of stray animals running around. I counted 9 dogs yesterday that I passed running around on the different roads, just 9 dogs with no tags, pregnant packs of dogs that I just caught running through fields, running across streets. It was very, very sad. Spay and neuter your pets, please. Sam Simon Foundation may be able to help. Actors and others may be able to help. Please call your local vet to get some information for low-cost spay and neutering. You know, somebody's out there that can help you, different organizations. Okay. Anyway, slow down on the road. Make it a great day or not. Grab yourself your favorite cup of Java. And remember, it's always Coffee Chatter time every Monday morning at 7:15 a.m. Check us out at coffeechatter.net. Much love, and I shall talk to you next Monday morning. Have a great, great day. Bye-bye.